first time, well, it isn't the first time, it's one of the few times I've ever spoke directly after lunch or dinner, whichever you prefer to call it. And they always said if you speak right after dinner time, you either got to speak loud or say something that gets everybody's attention. So you pray for me that I'll be loud enough, and I hope I get your attention. We want to invite you this time to Malachi chapter 3. And I haven't got your attention now. I hope I do when I'm done. We want to read verses 6 through 10 of Malachi chapter 3. It says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye say, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes, in offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even with the whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now wherewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out blessings, that there shall not be room enough to receive them." I want to speak this afternoon to you on the subject of tithes and offerings. A lot of people have the wrong idea of tithes and offerings. A lot of people believe, and I hope you got it right when I get done, that you give tithes and offerings. You don't give a tithe. He says here, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse." You give an offering, but you don't give a tithe. And we hope to show you this afternoon why you don't give a tithe. It's because it's not yours to start with. As we're getting started, I'll give you an example of the difference between giving and bringing. Not quite 3 years ago, Brother Hall come and held a meeting for us in East Kentucky. His motor blew up on the way. I loaned him a vehicle to use. And when his vehicle was fixed, he didn't give me my vehicle back. He brought it to me. And that's the way it is with tithes. So we want you to understand, first of all, what is a tithe? Everybody will say, "Well, that's a tenth." And that's true. It's the, but what tenth is it? That's the question. As we get into this, we want to see God does not want your leftovers. He demands His first. Now, I understand in the world we live in today, if you work in a secular job, your employer is required to take the government share first. We understand that. But when you get that paycheck, the first tenth is not yours. It's God's. And that's what we want to see from these scriptures. We want to see also from the scripture that the tithing was not something that started and ended with the law. It was something that was established before the law, and it is carried on forward into the New Testament. Have I got everybody's attention? When you talk about somebody's pocketbook, you usually get their attention, don't you? But we want to see We know from Genesis chapter 14, and we won't turn there at this time, but this is when Abram went out and fought against the kings that had taken Sodom capture, and the king of Salem came. And Abram gave a tithe of the spoils unto Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the priest of Salem, the priest of the Most High God. A lot believe this is where tithing started. I'm going to read you a scripture in just a bit that shows the principle was in place before Abram gave a tithe unto Melchizedek. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, I believe establishes the fact that tithing is also carried over into the New Testament. Paul taught the church at Corinth, as well as he says there, the church at churches of Galatia, to bring by and store on the first day of the week how God had prospered them. And I believe that is telling us that the first tenth of our income belongs to God. Amen. Not the leftovers. Too many people want to give God the leftovers. And as they give God the leftovers, they want to put their thumbs in their lapels and say, look what I've done. But if you haven't given God the first fruits, you haven't given Him anything. In fact, as we said, you don't give God a tenth. It belongs to Him to start with.
Yeah.
It's His. That's why He says here in verse 10, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse. We want to see, now let's look back in Genesis chapter 4. I don't know what some are going to say, that this isn't talking about a tithe. But if you consider what a tithe is, you can see it implied here. In Genesis chapter 4 and verse 4, I know that this is giving an example of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. But listen to what Abel brought here. It says, in verse 4, it says, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Abel brought the firstlings of his flock. Who gave him that flock? God gave him that flock. And he brought the firstling of that flock. God gave us His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a sacrifice for our sins. But as He arose from the grave, He was the first fruits of the grave. God demands the first fruits of our labors. That is your tithe. The first fruits, not the leftovers. We'll get to the offering in just a moment, because I believe both are a command. If you just give a tithe, you haven't given anything, because it's not yours to give.
Amen.
You give of the 90% that you have left. Because that is what God has given you, and He's given you stewardship over that. And you use it wisely, and you're to return a portion unto Him as a thanks offering. When you receive that paycheck from whomever your employer is, whether it be every Friday or twice a month or once a month, and you say, and I've heard it many times, I've worked for this. Who gave you the ability to do that work?
Amen.
Who gave you the ability to get out of bed in the morning and go to that place of employment?
Amen.
Who gave you the ability? Who gave you the breath to breathe and the strength to do that work? God has.
Amen.
Who gave an employer the funds to give you that check? God did. It's all His to start with. And He says, the first tenth is mine. And you give me an offering, and I'll bless you. I'll bless you. If you or I think we have an option to give a tithe, and this is where people get into problems. If you think you are giving a tithe, you can withhold a tithe. But you aren't to give a tithe, you're to bring a tithe. You're to bring back to God what is His. And we don't have the option in the Scripture not to bring back to God what is His. God has not withholden anything from us. He's given us everything we need, including the Savior. Therefore, should we not return unto Him what is His? He also says there in verse 8, He says, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings." Notice that, tithes and offerings. So if you just bring a tithe to the church house and don't bring an offering, you have robbed God. You have robbed Him. On our way up here Monday, we stopped at a McDonald's outside of Indianapolis. And you know, when you go to these places now, you know, they have the fountains out where you can refill your own drinks. If you buy a meal, you can refill that drink as often as you want. And it's not a thief. You're not a thief if you do, because that's part of what you paid for. But as I was getting up to go refill my drink, I noticed there was a man pulled in a pickup truck out in the parking lot, and as he walked in the door, he had a cup in his hand, a McDonald's cup, just like the one I had. He walked over to the fountain, and he filled it up, and he sat down and began to drink it. I told Linda when we got in the van to leave, I said, "Do you think he believed that he wasn't stealing?" He was. That's stealing.
That's right.
But you see, people have the same mentality when they come to the house of God. They think if they write a check and they drop it in the offering box, whether it's a tenth or more than a tenth or whatever, they think they have done God a favor.
Uh-huh.
And if it's short of a tithe and there's no offering in there, they still think that they have fulfilled their obligation if they haven't stolen from God. But I tell you today, if you don't bring God the tenth and give Him an offering, you have robbed Him. You've robbed Him. To withhold your tithe and an offering is to be a thief. I've heard some say that, in fact, I run into this first back about 1972 when I started working at Chevrolet down here. Some men said, "We don't believe in tithes and offerings, we believe in faith giving." Well, if you don't bring a tithe and give an offering, you haven't done anything in faith. If you're going to go by faith, you're going to believe God. And He says, "You bring me a tithe that's mine, and then you give me an offering." And He does love a cheerful giver. I've seen people that do bring a tithe and give an offering, but they squeak the whole time. That's not a cheerful giver. And I've also experienced the ones that don't tithe, and as Brother Dean Smith one time preached for me in Illinois, and he preached on the subject of tithers, tippers, and thieves, and I had a man that didn't believe in but giving $25 a week, and he's making $40,000 a year, didn't like it. I wonder why.
Yeah.
And they complain more than anyone else about what you do with the Lord's money. withholding your tithe and not giving an offering, you're a thief. Look again in Genesis chapter 4. Again, I know that this is primarily speaking of the sacrifice or example picture of the sacrifice of Christ. But we see also here the attitude of those that don't tithe in Cain. It says in verse 1, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground." Nothing wrong with either one. Nothing wrong with being a tiller of the ground. But it says, "In the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell." Does that sound familiar? God had respect unto Abel. Why? He brought the firstling of his flock and the fat thereof. To me, that represents the tithe and the offering. He brought it to God. God had respect unto that. Cain brought of the labors of his hands. And if you bring a token offering, so to speak, of your labors and say, "Be satisfied, God, you're just like Cain."
Yeah, you're right. Amen.
God is not satisfied.
Amen. Right.
Because you're a thief. And Exodus 20, verse 15 is just as valid today as it was when God gave it to Moses. Thou shalt not steal. Doesn't make any difference if you try to steal something that's mine or if you try to steal something from God. It's still thievery. In fact, 1 Corinthians 6, he tells us those that are thieves, now we know these are unrepented thieves, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Israel, he says here in verse 9, of our text, he says, "Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation." A lot of people sometimes wonder why they're not prosperous. Do they ever wonder what they return unto God that he's given them? Do they ever consider the tithes that they have withheld and the offerings that they have not given may be the source of their lack of prosperity? You know, God prospers us as we honor him. We honor him when we bring our tithe to the storehouse and when we bring him or give him an offering over and above. Israel was cursed. Now you can go through the history of Israel here in Malachi. This is about 400 years before Christ. You go back a few years before that and they were sent into captivity for 70 years. Why? Because they robbed God of 70 years of Sabbath. You'd have thought they'd learn, wouldn't you? You think people today would learn. You can't rob God and prosper. Can't be done. And if you're wondering, yes, I did preach this at Northside Baptist Church. Yes, I did preach this at Calvary Baptist Church. I've preached this everywhere I've been. I believe it. And I practice it.
Amen.
And I've taught my children from the time that they were old enough to earn 50 cents doing a chore around the house that you give God his tithe and an offering. And they do it. And I don't have to stand over them with a whip to do it either. You learn. You learn. You must learn that what you receive, God has given you, and the first fruits are his. And you honor him with an offering. Otherwise, you're a thief. Where do we bring our tithes? We've mentioned that already. Verse 10. Verse 10, if you look at tithes and offerings, you need to consider that verse very closely. He says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Where's the storehouse? It's not the televangelist. It's not the radio ministry. It's not the rescue mission. It's the church that you're a member of. When he says, bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that means wherever your church membership is. And he doesn't tell you that if you're disgruntled with the church you're in, that you withhold your tithe.
That's right.
You better read verse 9 if you're doing that. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, or mine house, and prove me now, wherewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. And as you're doing that, bring your offering with you. And see if God will not pour out unto you a blessing. We've heard it said many times, you can't outgive God. But before you think you're giving to God, you better bring to him what is his. Those who think that you need to do away with tithing and give are giving those whom they tell that to the impression that you are doing something. And if you give something, you can withhold something. So you need to understand that tithe is not yours to give. The tithe belongs to God. And it belongs to the church that you're a member of. And it's not yours to decide for the church what to do with it. When you put your tithe and your offering in the plate or the box, whatever you have at your church, it's up to the church collectively to decide what to do with God's money. But you see, when people begin to give with the mentality, I'm giving, and I'm giving for this or giving for that, then you are beginning to decide prior to dropping that check in or cash, whatever the case is, where the church is going to spend God's money. That's not your decision. Bring you all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. Not as you decide, but as the church decides. It's God's money and God's people. Distribute it as they determine collectively. The purpose for giving to God's storehouse, as we said, is that there may be meat in mine house. We take care of the pastor. we take care of the needs or the bills of the church house, and we distribute to others' needs as the Lord leads. And he says, and prove me now. In other words, try me. See if this is not true. If I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. God says, prove me. You can outgive God. But he says, prove me in so doing. Fill up my storehouse. Empty it out. And see if I won't fill it back up fuller than it was before. You cannot outgive God. You know why? Because everything's his to start with. This world is his. The wealth of this world is his. And he distributes it as he sees fit. I sometimes despise those who reckon themselves to be self-made millionaires or successful individuals, because many times their noses are so high in the air they better not run outside in a rainstorm. Those kind of individuals don't usually tithe, even if they're in any type of church. But they're kind of like those people that were standing there when that widow put in her two mites. Before she came forward, they thought they was doing great, you know. They threw out of their abundance. She came by and she put in her two mites, and the Lord said, she's given more than all of them. If you make $10 a week and you give the Lord a tithe and an offering, perchance you've given more than the guy that makes $1,000 a week.
Amen.
God doesn't look at the dollar amount on your check. He looks at what he's given you, and that you've brought back to him what is his, and that offering you've given him with that, but also the motive of the heart. You know, you have to have the proper motive also.
Amen.
And you have to have the proper understanding of what your tithe is. And that you're not giving God what is his.
Amen.
You're returning unto him what is already his.
Amen.
Prove me. Try me. Numbers 23, verse 19. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he not spoken, and shall he not make it good? In other words, if he says, try me and see if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it, do you not believe him? Do you not trust him? Do you not believe him when he says that first tenth is mine? And that you haven't given me anything unless you've given me an offering along with it? Now, God doesn't put a percentage on the offering. I believe that is free will. And it's to be given cheerfully. But on the other hand, I don't think you should sit there and try to ponder up what you're going to give and boast about it. I've heard individuals in my life that could tell you every penny that they dropped in an offering plate from the time they was 5 years old. There's no glory in that. And I don't believe God blesses that. But He does bless returning unto Him what is His and giving Him an offering and trusting Him to pour out a blessing unto you that you cannot contain. You cannot begin to hold it. Many of you here have supported me all my ministry. You know I've never asked for a thing. I've never complained. But everything that God has given me, I've returned unto Him His tithes, and I've given Him an offering, and I'm not boasting. I couldn't tell you today within 5 cents of what I've given God during my lifetime. I don't want to know. I believe He knows. But I've seen over and over and over again His blessings. And I believe after we've brought our tithes to God and we've given Him an offering, do we need to use what He has provided for us wisely?
Amen, brother.
We are stewards of that. And we're responsible for that. I've known individuals who have taken what they have and they've used it for themselves and their family's gone with want. That's not proving God. My family is my responsibility. And I'm to use what He has given me after I've returned unto Him His and giving Him a free will offering for the support of my family. God blesses that. We have never gone without food to eat. We have never gone without a roof over our head. We have never gone without clothing on our back. And we've never complained. And God's blessed. He's blessed because we have followed what He has said a tithe and an offering is. A tithe is His. Bring it to me. Give me an offering. Bring it to the proper place. And I'll pour out a blessing unto you that you can't begin to contain. Second Chronicles, we'll close with this. 31, verse 10. We find here in Hezekiah's day, when the book of the law was found, in Israel, for a short time, was revived. Find here, it says, and Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and have left plenty, for the Lord hath blessed His people, and that which is left is greater for His great store. God's people were revived here. The priests before this were starving to death. Now they had more than their need. And what was left is this great store. In other words, this great abundance that you see. Where is your abundance today? Do you not have an abundance? If you don't, is it because you have not brought to God what is His and give Him an offering besides? That's the problem that a lot of people have. They think that tithe is theirs and that God can have it when they feel like it. That's not the way it is. It's God's. And we're to give, return it unto Him.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, Brother Thomas.
Amen. Certainly do believe that. The tithe has to be 10% of the whole thing, or it's not the tithe. That's part of the meaning of tithe. It doesn't mean simply 10%.